Harper Audio presents Leon and the Championship by Alan Kurzweil. Read by Matthew Labrador. One, the Purple Pouch. The evening before the start of fifth grade, Leon Zeisel was feeling unusually chipper. He sat on his bed in Trimore Towers, the six-story wedding cake-shaped one-star hotel he called home, and prepared for school. Three-ring binder? Check. Number two pencils? Check. Pens? Check. Lab notebook? Check. After making sure all required materials were present and accounted for, Leon reached under his bed and pulled out a large purple pouch containing the unrequired item that was making him so chipper. Keen though he was to peek inside the pouch, Leon resisted temptation. He didn't want to jinx things. He placed the school supplies, plus the pouch, into his backpack, hung the backpack on the doorknob, and pushed the extra item out of his mind. For a while. But in the middle of the night, Leon awoke with a start. A single word pulsed through his head. The word beat quietly at first. Pouch. 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 But soon, it got louder. Pouch. 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 Then louder still. Pouch. 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 Leon tried to ignore the chant. He couldn't. Eventually, he hopped out of bed and padded over to the door, dragging his blanket behind him. He placed the blanket across the door jamb to keep the light from seeping into the living room, then grabbed the backpack, switched on the lamp beside his bed. As soon as his eyes adjusted, Leon unzipped the pack and removed the purple pouch. He took a breath. He squinched his eyes and clucked his tongue, a good luck ritual performed to ward off worry. And Leon Zeisel was feeling worried, and thrilled and antsy and eager. He loosened the drawstrings of the pouch and extracted two objects, a small glass bottle filled with tarry brown liquid and a 9-inch-long handmade rag doll. He set the bottle aside and directed his attention to the tiny doll, a boy dressed in an olive drab army jacket. The boy had bright orange hair, a surly-looking mouth, and beady eyes that seemed to glower at Leon. Leon glowered back. "You staring at me, Pumpkinhead?" he whispered sternly. Pumpkinhead remained silent. "Wipe that look off your face now, soldier," Leon commanded in a low voice. Pumpkinhead failed to obey the order. "Okay, lame brain, you asked for it." Leon dispensed a disciplinary noogie to show who was boss. Or rather, he made Pumpkinhead give himself a noogie by bunching up his tiny cloth fingers and grinding them into the figure's soft, stuffing-filled skull. "And there's more where that came from," Leon promised. Comforted by the one-way exchange, he began packing up. But as he reached for the bottle of brown liquid, he felt a slight tug on the leg of his pajamas. Suddenly, his bed lamp came crashing down, a cord had wrapped around his shin. Almost at once, a voice called out from the living room. "Sweetie, are you okay?" "Fine," Leon managed as he groped about in the dark. "What are you doing up there?" Leon could hear the creaky springs of the pull-out couch, a sure sign his mother would soon burst in. "Just organizing stuff for school," he shot back, fumbling to repouch the bottle and rag doll. The doorknob turned. "What's blocking the door?" Emma Zeisel demanded. Leon zipped up his backpack seconds before his mother pushed the blanket aside. She entered the bedroom and flipped on the wall switch. "Sniffing the air," she said. "I smell something fishy." "You've been going through that collection of yours, haven't you?"
"No, Mom. It's just back-to-school jitters," Leon improvised.
"Well, jitters or no jitters, this is no time for mischief. Not the night before the start of fifth grade. Get it?"
"Got it."
"Good," said Emma Zeisel firmly as she picked up the blanket. "Now get your behind back in bed." As soon as Leon was under the sheets, his mother gave the blanket a single expert flick. It landed over her son with pinpoint accuracy. Quickly and effortlessly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?